This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Faculty and staff at Western Illinois University have voted to authorize a strike. Educational Studies Professor Jim LaPrade is a member of the union's leadership team. He says about 80% of eligible members cast ballots, but the union declined to say by how much exactly. LaPrade says the voter turnout and approval of the strike authorization should send a message to the administration.
The membership cares about this institution. They care about Western. They care about building a better future for our institution, for our students, for our community.
Passage of the authorization vote does not automatically trigger a strike. Rather, it gives union leadership the ability to call for one anytime after a waiting period of 10 calendar days. LaPrade says the union will file the paperwork but does not have plans at this time to go on strike.
We believe that having the authority is necessary at this time to show the administration that there's a unity of one voice.
LaPrade says the ability to strike is a powerful tool, given that the administration can at any time impose a contract. Members of the union, University Professionals of Illinois, have been negotiating with the administration on a new contract for more than a year and a half. The two sides have been meeting with a federal mediator since last fall. They remain divided on a number of issues, including proposed salary cuts and changes to the salary minima structure. The administration released a statement following the vote saying it hopes mediation will lead to a sustainable and fiscally responsible agreement with the union. The administration urged faculty to remain in the classroom and said it plans to continue holding classes even if teachers walk off the job. The next mediation session is scheduled for Monday, April 23rd. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.